Laura Severs is with Albert City Truesdale with the music, the tag program. Thank you for the time, and let's talk about your upcoming winter concert that isn't too far away.
That's right, Chris. Next Tuesday, December 8th, at 7 o'clock in our big gym will be our winter concert. Our parent group is also having their annual bake sale at that time, so also a chance to do a little shopping for your holiday needs as far as the baked items go. This is always kind of an exciting concert for our fifth graders because it's the first appearance of our fifth grade band, which is always a very exciting time. They've been working really hard since the beginning of the school year, and so this will be their debut performance.
Good for them.
We have kind of a unique situation this year here at Albert City Truesdale. Every student in fifth and sixth grade is participating in band this year. So we're kind of proud of that fact that we have 100% participation in band. We're going to be singing some songs about bells, candy canes, dancing reindeer, and one song that I know my students are very excited about, we're singing a song about ugly sweaters. This is a brand new song because I'm writing it myself. In fact, it's not quite 100% perfect yet, but we're working on it, and so they're very excited to sing about ugly sweaters also.
I get a feeling that'll be a fun one.
It's been a lot of fun working on it with the students, that's for sure.
I know you've been working, too, during school and after school, partnering with Valero with your STEM program.
Yes. This is my second year of receiving what's called a scale-up grant from the Iowa-defined STEM program. And so this year I got some materials for a program called A World in Motion. And our fourth grade class has been building gravity cruisers. And we meet once a week. And Herb Simpson from Valero and his team of engineers are partnering with us. And they come and help the students with their gravity cruisers. And it's been a really nice partnership in lots of ways. I just think even for students to realize that we have engineers right here in Albert City, Iowa. You don't have to live in a city to be an engineer. And I know I've heard some interesting conversations back and forth between the students and the engineers. So that's been a really nice addition to our STEM curriculum this year.
Good.
And then I'm also doing an after-school group with fifth and sixth graders. We meet once a week. And this year they're called aid drop packages. This is a real-world situation when there's disasters, flooding, other natural disasters where people are stranded, and especially in third-world countries where they can't get to people, they drop supplies to them. And so the students are designing better packaging and better ways to drop these packages from the airplanes. We've watched some videos of what really exactly how these are done, and then we've been trying to design some better ways to make that work. So that's been an interesting project for us, and we're really enjoying it.
Working the brain, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Good. And I hope to do that same type of idea with my third and fourth graders second semester. So
that's
just
good.
Continuing on our after school like we did last year.
Laura Severs, our guest with the ACT School Spotlight. Don't forget the winter concert, December 8th. Get there early and buy something from the bake sale that's going on that evening. Laura, you have a great day today.
Thank you, Chris. Same to you.
Thank you. ACT School Spotlight brought to you this morning by Ranco and Sioux Rapids right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.